Why don't we start with the trip itself? What did you do and where did you go?
From Point Hope, first it's kind of a pure north direction, and then we went over the Lisburn Hills, which is the westernmost extent of the Brooks Range. And then we got back onto the beach on the Chukchi coast, and we followed the coast to the village of Point Lay. In Point Lay, our two friends had to leave, and then Kim and I continued on to the village of Wainwright, and then ultimately to Utqiagvik, our barrow.
And so this wasn't just a fun, adventurous trip. There was also a huge climate change component.
Yeah, so, we knew ahead of time that, we were, bound to see some kind of obvious climate change effects. And it's something that I'm also very motivated to educate and learn more about climate change and the impacts that are being seen and felt throughout the state. So this trip, we knew, going into it that we were going to see, some, pretty dramatic things. And indeed we did.
And so you had some nonprofit funders, fun parts of the trip, and you guys did several things to look at how fast climate change is happening up there, erosion along the coastline. What were you doing to measure some of those things?
So there's an organization called Shore Zone that they do a lot of different kinds of work, all related to, coastal Alaska from southeast all the way to the Arctic. And up in the Arctic, what they have are these areas called shore stations where they have, accurately measured where the shore is and then photographed and took these observations to kind of be like a baseline for this is what it looks like now. And now, you measure that against what does it look like 5 or 10 years later.
And you mentioned at a couple points that you'd go there and measure. Some of them had eroded almost a quarter of a mile from the last time they had actually been measured.
Yeah. So we were traveling with our GPS, and we had, before we left, we put in the coordinates from shore station, but quite often as close as we could get was still quite a ways off, because where Shore Zone had measured in 2005 or 2007 was now in the ocean, so we couldn't actually get, an accurate measurement. So what we would try to do is get as accurate to the, on the shore as we could.
Just from your own personal experience going up there and measuring this erosion, was it pretty intense or crazy just to see how far it eroded away?
The short answer is yes, it's incredible. But one that's really incredible was an old village site. And when we came on that site, there were archaeologists there that were doing a salvage archaeology dig, because this old village site is a complex of sod huts that was also being washed into the shore. And if they don't get the artifacts out like right this summer, that's it. They've lost their chance, because the erosion is happening so fast. So, culture and history is being lost.
And at some of these sites, how fast is the shoreline eroding, and how far is the ocean crept inland?
All areas are, different. The fastest area is just a little bit to the east of where we were, Drew Point. That's one of the fastest areas of erosion in North America. And so we saw some places that were similar, but then, and there's other places where there's no erosion at all, where the geographical features are working for them. Now that the sea doesn't freeze in the fall, the big issue with a lot of communities is that they had been always protected by the fall storms because the sea had been frozen, but now it doesn't freeze in the fall anymore. So that's a new paradigm for a lot of these Arctic villages. So Point Lay is kind of in a good position because they've got these barrier islands, but Wainwright is not, and Barrow is not. Everywhere is kind of slightly different.
And another big component of this is you are now going to turn around on Saturday and give a presentation on your experience.
Yeah, so I'm with the Ketchikan Bay Conservation Society, and we've started an education campaign called Alaskans Know Climate Change. And one of our big goals is to try to kind of humanize this issue and depoliticize the issue. We're of the opinion that, it doesn't matter which party you vote for, this issue is affecting Alaska. We are warming twice as fast as the rest of the nation, and we're warming four times faster in winter. And so thankfully, state government is now finally taking a baby step. We'll have a new climate change task force. The big hope that I have for these kinds of outreach events is that we're humanizing this issue and trying to depoliticize it and really keep it in the public conscience, you know, so it's number one issue, which it needs to be in my mind.